Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, and yes, you can. So let's take another step toward your best self today. A character trait that people really respect in others is honesty. Being honest is about being consistent with your version of the truth. And to be honest requires us to accept the way things are, even when it's painful or takes courage. We'd all benefit, and the world would be a better place if we became more honest. But being honest isn't as straightforward as it might seem. While the honest thing to do is more black and white, the way we deliver it is more variable. Certain settings have certain considerations, and we can be more effective with our honesty when we're aware of those things. This is where I received some insight recently. A quote of a quote that I believe can be best attributed to leadership coach Kathleen Seeley goes, "Be brutally honest with yourself and skillfully honest with others." The most impactful thing we can hear from ourselves is the direct, unbiased, unfiltered version of what's going on. Our mind naturally tries to protect us from anything that's psychologically challenging, so we add fluff to mute the blow. But it comes at the expense of us knowing what's required of us to grow through the challenge. It doesn't mean to be so blunt that you become self-deprecating, but to give yourself grace as you accept what is most honest, especially when it's hardest to admit. Now, when we deal with others, this same approach can become problematic. There's a lot more context that comes into play when honesty involves someone else. That's why Kathleen says it needs to be skillfully done. We don't negotiate what the honest thing is. That's cultivating a lie. But what we do is present what's honest in a way that's more likely to be well received by others. The recipient must be open to hearing your truth if you want it to be effective. So navigating honesty more delicately, with different layers to it that unfold over time or in a series of ways, allows the message to be less confrontational and more collaborative. Here's a personal example. Before meeting and marrying my wife, Irene, I dated a girl who's a great person, but our paths were incompatible. Had I been more brutally honest with myself earlier, I would have acknowledged the issue sooner and advanced in my life sooner than I did. There are many areas of our life where this would serve us, but in this case, I wouldn't change a thing because the timing of it all led me to being with Irene. But what if I had a friend who was in the same circumstance and had a glaring incompatibility with their partner? It wouldn't be right to bluntly tell them that they need to break it off ASAP. There's more to it than that. So I could be honest about my opinion, but communicate it in a more indirect way. What's more appropriate is to encourage them to think about their relationship more long-term and give voice to the incompatibility I see so that they can process it themselves. That's the nuance. Brutally honest with yourself, skillfully honest with others. Honesty is non-negotiable, but the way you go about it is more so. I'm Brian Ford, and hopefully this helps you improve your life and the lives of those you care about. That's what this is all about. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.